You're tuned to 90.3 KNBA, Alaska's native voice, and so happy to welcome into the studio this morning to take a little preview of what's happening this weekend at the fairgrounds from the Alaska Scottish Club. Welcome, Kathy Steen.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing
You're looking
fine.
Very Scottish this morning.
Well, thank you. I figured I'd dress this way for radio.
I should have worn plaid. That's terrible. Okay, so coming up this weekend, it's an annual event.
Yes, and this year, one of our changes is we have six of the top female athletes in the world competing. We normally bring up professional athletes, and this is the first time it's been all women. So that's going to be very exciting. It's some world record holders will be there. Also out there, we're going to have historic demonstrations. We're going to have Celtic dance going on all day, and also the piping and drumming competition. All kinds of things that family can participate in. We have children's versions of the games with little mini cabers and mini stones for the children to throw. We have tall tales competition that anyone can enter. And if you're a baker, you better get baking because we have a shortbread competition as well. You can enter up until noon. You have to bring two pieces of shortbread for that.
Okay, two pieces of shortbread, no tall bread.
Right.
Okay, and some fine entertainment.
And some fine entertainment because we have a band up from California, The Fire.
Okay, and here they are on KNBA.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, the Fire playing live for us here on 90.3 KMBA. The Fire, of course, performing this weekend along as part of the Alaska Scottish Highland Games from the Alaska Scottish Club out at the fairgrounds here. And I want to talk with Kathy about that some more, but I want to just talk to David again for a second here. Let's introduce the band. We've got Adam on guitar. Say hello, Adam.
Hello.
You're supposed to say hello, Adam, but that's okay. Working really hard on the fiddle is Rebecca. Hello.
Hello. Nice to be here this morning.
Thank you. And David on the electric bagpipe.
Good morning, Danny.
So I got to ask, I mean, this is the reason why I want to interject here is, I mean, is this something that I've never seen or heard of or conceived of an electric bagpipe before. This is like, I mean, do you get things like, people looking at Dylan at Newport going electric all of a sudden in 1965, hey, matey, it's playing an electric bagpipe.
Yes, it's a game changer. It really is cutting edge technology here with such an ancient instrument, you know. It's kind of fun to take it in a new direction, but really, it is electric, but everything that's coming out of it is as you would do on the actual pipes, which, of course, we'll be using in performance. But here in the studio, usually I would end up playing in a separate building practically because the pipes are so loud. And
it's like bagpipes by Stratocaster, by
yes.
Fender or something.
Well, Danny, I'll tell you, it's funny. With an electric guitar, you go electric so you can turn it up. With bagpipes, you go electric so you can turn it down.
Wow, isn't it? Yeah, I get it. Okay, good. Well, thanks so very much. So, Kathy, let's talk about some of the other things happening with the Highland Games. And, of course, we'll want to talk about the workshops that the band's doing, too. So take us away. It's all yours. Whatever you want to talk about here.
Well, I do have to mention that we have some Anchorage events going on. We have workshops today, which we're going to talk about, taught by the three that you just heard playing. But also on Thursday, the Fire is going to be live at the library, and that's a free concert.
LUSAC?
At the LUSAC okay. Library, right. And it's a concert on the lawn. If it rains, however, it will be in the Wilda Marston Theater, so they're all set up for that. Incidentally, everything we do is rain or shine, so even if it's a little drizzly in Anchorage, come on out to Palmer anyway and join us at the games. On Friday, we have the Trios competition. That's the first event of the games, and it's also at the LUSAC Library out on the lawn. So we have 8 trios of bagpipers. They're the top bagpipers from their different bands. We have 5 bands competing this year, and so they'll be there at noon. And then at 6 o'clock, we have the formal bagpiping, which is called the Pibroch, and that takes place in the assembly chambers. So all those things happen here in Anchorage. And then 8 o'clock Saturday morning, we're all out at the fairgrounds, the Alaska State Fairgrounds in Palmer.
So Alaskans, just Anchorageites, turn into Glaswegians for like a week here.
Absolutely.
That's fun stuff. Hey, can we get another song? Can we jump right into another one you wanted?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely can.
We're listening to The Fire here on 90.3 KMBA. It's 8:43.
We're going to play a set of tunes for you that's from our new album that we've been working on. And this is a great set of fiddle tunes that we call the session set because it's just a bunch of fun tunes to jam on. Thank you.
music from the fire on 90.3 KMBA. Well, that's some beautiful, beautiful stuff there. Okay, so the flute is, now I am familiar with electric flutes, but you're playing a non-electric flute looking very much like the Pied Piper of Hamelin. And Hamelin, I don't think Hamelin's in Scotland, isn't it? It's like
somewhere else.
Somewhere over there.
You can follow me anyway.
Okay, so follow him. Yes. And Rebecca, why two violins?
Yeah, I'm playing two different violins here today.
They look the same.
They do look the same. And for those of you that don't know, a fiddle and a violin are exactly the same instrument. We just call them different things depending on if we're playing classical music or folk music.
Hey, you don't play Brahms on a fiddle.
I suppose you could, but yeah. So I have two different instruments here. One that is tuned in normal tuning, like you would expect for any violin. And then the other one that is tuned up a half step on all the strings to match the bagpipe.
So you got your EADG on this one.
I do, that's
And you
right.
got your whatever else.
Yeah, you got the everything's up just one half step, and that's because the bagpipes have a special tuning that they play everything in.
I mean, you used to come in and say a guitarist say, "Wait, I got to retune. I got to do a drop D tuning for this." But I'm not familiar with. I got to switch fiddles now.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to just switch fiddles than to have to retune every time. So.
So, you guys are obviously from Scotland.
Yeah, we sound like it, don't we?
From the far west.
From the far west, Adam. Where are you from?
So I'm a native of Fresno, California, but I actually am just back from a year in Glasgow.
Okay, so that counts. So you're on honorary Glaswegian.
I'm making my way.
Okay, cool. So we got Fresno, Rebecca?
I'm originally from Corvallis, Oregon.
Corvallis.
Yeah, now live in the Santa Cruz Bay Area, but also...
Home of University of Oregon?
Right, oh, Chris. Home of Oregon State.
Oregon State.
Yeah, and Adam actually went to the University of Oregon.
A little rivalry within the band.
Autson Stadium's at the University of Oregon. Right.
That's right.
Okay, I've seen the Grateful Dead there, so I mean that's my whole relationship. And David?
Yes, I'm originally actually from Central Oregon, Scottish, Irish, and Italian family, but grew up in the Santa Cruz area as well. The Santa Cruz Mountains actually have a really thriving Scottish and Celtic music scene.
So for sure.
Oh, it's radical. And a lot of crazy stuff coming out of the Santa Cruz Mountains, including a lot of bagpipe music, and it's a wild place. But a lot of good sessions, great players out that way. So
how did you guys find each other?
Well, several
years. Craigslist or?
No, it's really a saga, actually.
Yeah. David and I were both touring separately before we met each other, and then happened to play together at this concert where the organizer had liked to include local artists with more widespread touring bands. And so we met at this concert and decided that our styles were so similar that we just had to play music together. And
ended up having a session that went late into the night and, realized that we're like musical soulmates.
There's some kind of chemistry going here.
Yeah.
And then Adam was hitchhiking up I-5 and through Central Oregon, and you picked him up, right?
Pretty much.
Actually, that is spot on.
That's exactly the story.
You were driving the 67 Ford Econoline van with the flowers on it. And shamrocks.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's out there in the parking lot as we speak.
Okay.
Still ticking.
All right. So talk about the workshops.
Yeah, we're going to be doing three separate workshops today. We're going to start with an intro to Scottish bagpiping workshop.
That would be me.
And that's David. And then I'm going to be doing a Scottish fiddle master class. And then we're going to close out the afternoon with Adam doing a guitar in the dadgad tuning workshop.
In the what tuning?
Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. We're not playing in standard tuning anymore. That's not what we're doing in Celtic music. We're playing in dadgad.
Oh, dadgad. I thought you were saying some Gaelic word or something. Dadgad. I'll have to go to my instant Gaelic translator app on my iPhone. Dadgad. D-A-D. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. It's a little bit different from even drop D, which I think a lot of guitarists are familiar with. So it's just a very low, kind of driving, rhythmic sort of tuning, and it's how I play in this sort of rhythm accompaniment style that I do.
Okay. So cool. It's 9 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock. It is the Morning Line program on KMBA. And gosh, I want to get some more information from Kathy here in a minute, and I want to get another song here. But first, we found out, talked about again the time and date. The workshops are today, and where and when exactly?
Okay, they're also at the Lusac Library in the Wilda Marston Theater, and I'd like to comment, obviously, the library has been donating a lot of space to us for these things, but also the fire tour is made possible by funding from the Rasmussen Foundation through Harper Arts Touring Fund, and by a grant from the State Council on the Arts and the National Endowment for the Arts. And because of that, today's workshops are free, because the National Endowment for the Arts and the State Council on the Arts are paying for the workshops for you.
Yay, lots of good support.
And if you want to come just to listen, even if you don't play the fiddle, you are welcome to come. It's a 250-person auditorium, so maybe 10 or 20 students, but you're welcome to drop in and listen to what's being talked about.
Okay, superb. Now, let's spend just a real quick minute talking about, we got to plug your album. Okay, I mean, is that okay? Is that okay if
Absolutely.
We plug your album? Because if you don't want to, we don't.
Oh, you
have
may.
To have
you
to.
May.
Okay,
we're
the fire.
Into it.
So it's called Ignite. Talk about the making of the album just real briefly, and we'll get into another song.
Right. Yeah. So Rebecca and I have been playing as a duo for 8 or 9 years, and we took the name The Fire to represent our passion for the music. Adam joined the band, and we needed to record an album with Adam because we love Adam's playing so much. And so that led to our first trio album. So that's Ignite. It's the first album where it's all three of us. And so there's a lot of great ancient music we unearthed from some out-of-print manuscripts on there from Scotland, some fresh session tunes rearranged, and there's actually a music video on there if you put it in the computer.
Yeah.
Our first ever actual music video, The Golden Penny, which is a lot of fun.
Well, you have to be in a 21st century technology if you're playing an electric bagpipe,
exactly.
For crying out loud.
Exactly.
That's right. And you can also find that music video on our YouTube channel if you search The Fire Scottish Band on YouTube. And also can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Fire Scottish Band.
Okay.
See what we look like, actually.
FireScottishBand.com. Let's see, we got 6 minutes until 9 o'clock, so if we, you got one more that'll go 3 or 4 minutes, something like that?
Oh,
we'll talk about one more. It's The Fire. They're playing live for us here on Morning Line on 90.3 KNBA.
This is a set of tunes called The Knights of St. Patrick that starts with a great jig that's from Ireland originally and came over to Cape Breton in Nova Scotia, Canada. And then we're going to follow that with some Scottish tunes, some reels to kick everyone into dancing mode, which we hope you'll come and dance and join us this weekend at the games.
Adam Handy, Rebecca Lomnicki, and David Brewer are The Fire. Find out more at firescottishband.com. Check out the Alaska Scottish Highland Games from the Alaska Scottish Club coming up this weekend. Lots of stuff happening. Be sure to check out the schedule of events at alaskascottish.org. Adam and Rebecca and David, thank you so very much. And David, thank you for teaching me how to pronounce the name of the musical instrument you're playing that I've always called a bodhran, but you call a...
Bowron.
Okay, I knew that, really.
Good man.
Thanks so much. Coming up next, National Native News, followed by Native America Calling. Remember, you can join the show toll-free, 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And until tomorrow, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.